backstage at the very first Rise Festival, and I'm delighted to be joined by Ash. Hello, Ash.
Hiya, great to be here.
How's it going?
Now, this is the first Rise Festival, but what are your memories in Chelmsford? We were just talking about, you were here in 2003 and earlier than that as well.
Yeah, I guess the first time was 1997, and it was a few years into our career, and it was also one of our first big gigs with Charlotte when she joined the band, so I think we'd done like a couple of club shows in the days leading up to it, but it was quite a big event, you know, doing the festival that year, and it was the 21st anniversary of Elvis' death at the time.
20th anniversary.
1997, which is the 20th anniversary, and here we are in 2018, which means that was 21 years ago, so Elvis has been dead for 41 years.
Yeah, but then we came back in 2003 as well, and that was a really great show. But those were the only two times, I believe.
Yeah, so good, happy memories of being in Essex.
Yeah, definitely.
Always.
Let's talk about Islands. This is a very personal album, isn't it? What can you tell us about how it came apart?
I guess, yeah, it's an album about like a breakup song, so there's kind of a whole story there. And I think it's still quite an uplifting record, even though there's, you know, quite a lot of heartbreak in it, and it's a few years ago as well, so it's quite cathartic getting it out there.
Yeah, I guess it's you know, I think we're kind of known for being quite eclectic musically, which we've still got that, but I think sort of thematically, sort of lyrics carrying through sort of marries that all together. Yeah, a bit more than maybe on other records.
Yeah, it's a pretty diverse record, as you say, as well. Yeah. Like every, it doesn't really repeat itself, you know, track, what you know.
Also, one of the best songs is a song called All That I've Left, which is, it kind of reminds me of Burn Baby Burn, which is one of our biggest singles, just because the lyrics are like really quite dark and heavy, but then it's really, really pop music.
Yeah.
And then it even goes from that to like a song like Buzzkill, which is probably one of the funniest breakup songs I've ever heard, which is, it drops the F-bomb like so many times, it's like, it's probably worse than an episode of South Park.
Yeah, we enjoyed trying to edit that for the radio. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Whole day's work.
Yeah, I think the clean version might as well just be instrumental.
Yeah.
I mean, we were going to, I was going to mention that it is a very sort of uplifting and very sort of positive album, despite the negative message. So like you said, it was... it was a cathartic experience for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, you're living in New York, aren't you? Yeah, how's that affecting the songwriting process?
That's good. Well, yeah, myself and Mark are there. Rick lives in Edinburgh, Scotland. So, yeah, I tend to, like, write quite a lot. And I was travelling to a lot of islands while I was making this record, as well, you know, getting the writing process going. So there's that was the hint of the title. But, look, Rick comes over whenever we've got a good bunch of songs ready, and then we sort of kick them into shape together, and then he goes away and he comes back, does a bit more, you know. We've got this long distance thing.
Tim's been doing this like song challenge thing for the last couple of years as well, so it's like we
try to write 10 songs in 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do it once a week.
So it's there's just like so much to go through. It's like we've got, you know, it's kind of like, I think the biggest problem we have is whittling stuff down to what should be in the record. But I think it's like it tends to be like ones that we're all sort of getting excited about and make it on there. But there's even from that session, there's like tons of songs that
didn't make it that good. Yeah, could have made it.
There's been 100 songs written since then as well. So.
I mean, talking about the name of the album, Islands, and the cover is, I read it was Skellig Island, although I wouldn't recognise it from the cover.
Yeah, actually, even a lot of people in Ireland didn't recognise it, but we always like to have a little Star Wars reference in the stuff we do, actually, but we were trying to think of an iconic island for the cover of the album, and once someone said Skellig Michael, and it was like, it has to be done.
No-brainer.
Yeah, Mark travelled there last year as well, so...
You couldn't put a tiny little silhouette of Luke Skywalker on there.
We can draw him on. Yeah, good idea.
Now, you famously said a few years ago that you weren't going to produce any more albums and just going to release singles digitally. And then you've had a couple of albums since then. But this seems like a very strong collection of songs. So this isn't to rubbish what you previously said, but you still feel that there's like a lot of life in the album format.
Never say never.
Yeah,
absolutes or
that's the trouble of us doing that. But I guess like the. We did do 26 singles in 1 year. We really did. We tried to do it in an extreme way, and it was really fun. Like
I saw you on that tour because you played A to Z, didn't you?
Yeah, we did an alphabetical.
I saw you at Queen's Park, which wasn't in Queen's Park at all. But I found you in the end. Fantastic.
We had to make a few stretches to get to some places. Yeah.
I think we kind of felt like we were pioneers back then as well. You know, I think if you'd asked us back in 2008, you know what the music business would look like 10 years in the future, we would have said like, well, no one will be doing albums and we'll be the first band to sort of like drop that format. And pioneered this new way of doing things. But yeah, it's a dangerous business predicting the future, isn't it?
I guess, but you know, when you've been around a long time, and you know, I guess our fans grew up with us loving our albums, so yeah, we discovered that they wanted us to make albums again. Yeah. So we've made two since then. But I did enjoy the year of the singles. It was great.
I think it wasn't like we had a problem with the album format as such. It was more a case of we felt like it was a bit of a wild west back then. It was like a good time for experimenting and so kind of embracing the changes that were happening in the music industry, rather than sort of like burying your head in the sand, which we felt everyone else was doing at the time. So,
and in
we
the old
gotta have a bit of fun with stuff.
Back then, people would judge their success by top 20 singles and that kind of thing. And now, I suppose you judge your success by how far you go up on big festivals like this.
Exactly. How long you're doing them for?
But of course, your recent album did actually reach the top 20, which is the first one in about nearly 15 years or so. So you must be delighted that people are still going out and buying the formats. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's great to chart again, and the whole rules seem very different these days, but it's fantastic.
You've got your old team behind you again, is that right? Calder Marshall and Stephen Taverner, who were with you in the very early days of Ash. Has that given you new energy and impetus?
Yeah, it's kind of, well, it's nice, the familiarity. You know, they are passionate workers, you know, and work really hard. So yeah, Calder runs BMG Records, and Tav, he was our manager of 17 years, so we got back with him. And yeah, I think, you know, I think that's been part of the sort of rebirth that's been going on recently.
All of us, when we started, we were like doing, like, you know, it was first time of us being signed. It's the first time Tab was managing, and Corda had set up his own record label for the first time. So there's a lot of like history involved in it as well. Yeah. So having that team back, it's like, you know, it kind of feels like family, you know.
And both those guys signed us when we were 17 years old. So, you know, there's a big history, like you say.
Well, you've been together with the same lineup for 26 years. You don't look like a band that's been together for 26 years, which is great. So, I mean, what do you put down your longevity to?
Starting off early.
Starting early, being friends in the beginning was very important.
Starting early and staying up late.
Yeah. Also, you know, we didn't have it easy right from the start. You know, we had like great success, and things didn't go so well for our second album. Then we came back, I think, sort of coming back for our third album and having that success again. That gave us a lot of strength. You know, knowing that we can sort of ride out tough times,
resilience. So it's like anytime things don't go as planned, you're like, well, we've survived this before. Keep going. I don't know.
Also, we still have a lot of fun.
I thought of a great idea today. Actually, we should go around and like interview a lot of bands who were our contemporaries who have split up, and find out why they split up, and then we can write a book based on how we stayed together.
We always feel like we have not quite achieved our full potential as well. Like, there's still things that we want to accomplish, and to kind of feel like we're always having to try to prove ourselves to people. So. That's good.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you accomplish them over the next few years anyway. Well, Tim and Rick and Mark, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you in a couple of hours' time on stage.
Cheers. See you then.